Today we're going to learn Beitza Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are going to begin the second perek of Maseches Beitza. Any malacha, it's important to know that involves Ochel Nefesh. You're allowed to do on Yontif, but you're only allowed to do it if you're doing that malacha for some Yom Tov need. Just like you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for a weekday, you're also not allowed to cook on Yontif for a Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos. What happens if Yontif falls on a Friday? Lo Yivashel Batchila Yom Tov Shabbos. A person is not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. Avam Vashel Yom Tov Imosir Hosel Shabbos. But you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for the sake of Yom Tov, and then if you have some leftover food, you can use that for Shabbos. However, Osed Tavshil Me'erev Yom Tov. If a person wants to be able to prepare food from Yom Tov to Shabbos, there's another way to do it. There's a way around this halacha where you could purposely, it's not just leftovers, purposely prepare food on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's what we call an Erev Tavshilin. So V'osa Tavshil Me'erev Yom Tov. The way to do it is by making a cooked food on Erev Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos, meaning so on Thursday before Yom Tov starts, already have in mind that you're cooking that food on Erev Yom Tov on Thursday for Shabbos, v'somech lav l'Shabbos, and once you have that food, you're allowed to cook other foods on Friday for the sake of Shabbos. However, there is a machlokas about the details of this Eruv Tavshilin. Beishamai Yom Shnei Tavshilin. Beishamai says you need to have two cooked foods on Erev Yom Tov already prepared for Shabbos in order for it to work. Beisil Omrim Tavshil Echad. Beisil says it's enough to have only one cooked food. V'shavim bedagu beitzah shalav Shehein Shnei Tavshilin. And everyone agrees that if you have a fish with the egg that's cooked on top of it, that that's considered two separate cooked foods, and you definitely don't need an additional food. The Eruv will only allow cooking as long as the Eruv still exists. But Achalo Osha Avad, if you've already eaten the Eruv food, or the Eruv food got lost before you started cooking, Lo Yevashel Lav Betchila, then you cannot rely on that to cook for the sake of Shabbos. And if you left over a little bit to cook for that on Yontif, then you could still cook for it. Meaning, if you left a little bit of the Erev over, it's not totally consumed, you can continue to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Ask the Gemara Minani Mili. Where do we get this idea of Erev Tavshilin? How do I know that cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos is usher without the Erev? And then what does the Erev do to go and fix that problem? Clearly, it's not a din d'oraisa, this idea of Eruv. So, where does it come from? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Damar Kra, it's really based on an asmachta in the Pasuk. It's based on the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos l'kadsho. Now, the truth is, we don't need to be told to remember Shabbos, because there's no way it's going to be forgotten. So, what does it mean to remember it? Zachreu me'acher shabola hashkicho. It must be that you're supposed to remember it from the type of thing that would cause it to be forgotten. Meaning, when Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, since you're having so much food on Yom Tov, you're having all these su'udos, so it's likely you're going to forget that Shabbos is coming up. You're going to get lost in the commotion of Yom Tov, and you may not leave enough food for Shabbos. And therefore, the Chacham made a takana to set aside an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. Because once you start your Shabbos preparations, you're not going to forget to conclude your Shabbos preparations. My time, what's the reason for this Isser? Even though apparently we have this Pasuk of Zachar Yom Shabbos Akadsho, it's not a real drasha, it's obviously only an asmachta. The Chiv of an Erev is only a Takanas Chachamim. So what's it really based on? Since you're going to be eating so much on Yom Tov, it's likely that a person is going to use up all of his good food on Yom Tov, and he's going to forget to leave something good over for the sake of Suda Shabbos, and he's not going to properly have covet of Shabbos. But by leaving an Erev on Erev Yom Tov, he'll remember to leave good food for Shabbos. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says, no, the purpose of the Erev is not to enhance Shabbos, the purpose of the Erev is to enhance Yom Tov. That the Chacham Asur cooking for Shabbos on Yom Tov, unless you set aside an Erev on Erev Yom Tov, and through that you're not going to Through that, it's only considered, whatever you do on Yom Tov is only considered a continuation of the cooking. And the reason is, Kedei Sheyomru, Ein Ofen Yom Tov L'Shabbos, Kal L'Chomer Yom Tov L'Chol. How does this enhance the covenant of Yom Tov? Because if everyone's going to say, look, Yom Tov is so important, Yom Tov is such a special day, you're not even normally allowed to cook on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos without this special Eruv. So Kal V'Chomer, people are going to make in their own minds that obviously you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for a weekday, and that way it will enhance the covenant of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, we make the Erev on Erev Yom Tov. Tanan, also tafshil me Erev Yom Tov, v'samech alav l'Shabbos. Bish, l'mal Rav Ashi, d'amar k'desh yamru, ein ofen Yom Tov l'Shabbos. If you say that's like Rav Ashi, that the reason for it is like Rav Ashi said, that the reason we made this takana is that people will say that, look, you're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos, Hainu Deme Erev Yom Tov. That's why it says in our Mishnah that if you leave it on Erev, if you make the Erev on Erev Yom Tov in, then it's good. But B Yom Tov, you try to make the Erev on Yom Tov low, it's no good. Elo L'Rava, but according to the first explanation of Rava, that the reason of the Takana is just to remember to leave something good over for Shabbos, Ma'iriyah Me'erev Yom Tov, Afil Yom Tov Nami. If it's just to remember to leave some good food over for Shabbos, why can't you do that already? Why can't you do that even on Yom Tov? Why does it have to be prepared in advance of Yom Tov? It says Mar Enochinami, it's true, you should have been able to do that. Elo Gezer, Shami Yivsha, we're afraid that you might get negligent and fail to do it on Yom Tov and forget the next day because you're going to be so busy on Yom Tov. So that's why we say better to do it before Yom Tov. So Gemara quotes a brisa that darshins the source of Eruv from a different pasuk. So after the quotes, the drasha, the Gemara is going to tell us other things that we find relating to this. V'tana ma'isila me'hacha. The brisa darshins from the following pasuk. Pasuk says, Es asher tofu efu ve'es asher tevashlu bashelu. This is the Torah telling the Jewish people in Erev Shabbos that they should, whatever has to get cooked and baked should be done before Shabbos. It could have just said afu bashelu. Why does it have to say double lashon? So the Bryce is darshaning, it must be that it's a remez over here, that there are arve shabbosos where you don't begin to cook or bake for the sake of Shabbos, where cooking or baking has already begun even before Erev Shabbos. When is that? Mikanam Rav Lazar ein ofin ela al ha'afui ve'ein mevashlin ela al ha'mevushal. That's when you make an Erev Tavshilin because Yom Tov falls out on Friday. And the only way you're going to be allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos is if you already have another baked item that you have prepared from before. The only way you're going to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos is if you already have another cooked item that you have prepared from before. Mikan samchachem chacham leir Tavshil min haTorah. That's the asmacht in the Torah for Erev Tavshilin. Tan Rabbanan, Maisav Rav Lazar Shoy Yoshi V'Dorish. One time Rav Lazar was sitting in Darshanin Kola Yom Kulo all day long on Yom Tov Behilchus Yom Tov, teaching the halachos of Yom Tov. Yotze Kas Rishona, the first group of people who were listening to the drasha, left in the middle because it was came time for them to eat the Sudas Yom Tov. Samar Halola Bali Patosin. So Rav Lazar said that these people are people who have large barrels, meaning they must have prepared a large meal for themselves. Because they're balei taiva, they're not interested in sitting and listening to a longer shir. Rather, they're running to go to their food. Kashnia, when the second group left, it's amazing that a second group had the chutzpah to leave after he criticized the first group, but the second group left, Amar Halala Bali Chavios. These are people that also have healthy taivos, but not quite as strong as the first group. Kashlisha Samar Halalu Bali Kadin. When the third group left, he said, these are people who prepare meals in smaller jugs, smaller vessels, also taivas, but not as much. Kasravis Amar Halalu Bali Luginin. Again, he keeps going down in the size of the jugs. Kaschamisha Samar Halalu Bali Kosos. When the fifth group left, he said, these people drink out of a kos. They're much smaller amount. Hischilu Kashisha Slatis Amar Halalu Bali Me'era. When the sixth group was about to leave, he said, these people are cursed. He got very upset at them. because they were going to leave the Beis Medrash empty, and that's bad when you leave nobody learning the Beis Medrash. It's like in Valazhin, where they had a 24/7 shift of people constantly learning the Beis Medrash. Nasnein of b'talmidim ischilu p'nei mishtanin. So he looked at the remaining talmidim, and he saw that they were nervous because he was very upset at them. They thought that with each time, he was saying, he was criticizing more and more because of being Mevatel Simchas Yom Tov. And therefore, he was most upset at the sixth group because they were Mevatel Simchas Yom Tov the most because they stayed so long. So the people who were left thought that they were in really big trouble. Amalehem Banai, Lola Cheman, Yomer Elalol Sheyatsu. He says, no, you misunderstood. I'm not criticizing people for leaving. I'm not criticizing people for staying. I'm criticizing people for leaving. So I'm not upset at you. I'm upset at the people who left. Shemenichin Chayolam, Moskim Chayisha. Because what are they leaving for? They're leaving aside Chayolam and they're going to engage in Chayisha and eating and drinking. B'shas p'tirasan, when the Talmidim finally left the Beis Medrash, Armelam l'chu ichlu mashmanim shusum antakim, go, eat well, drink well, v'shulchum manosay nacholno, and send nice gifts of food, ki kato sheyom ladunenu, v'al teyatzmu, don't be sad, ki ched v'as Hashem hi ma'uzchem, it is a rejoicing of Hashem. So Amr Mar, shemanichim chayom l'chatsum chayisha, how could he criticize them when they went to eat their meal that they're leaving aside Olam Haba and instead engaging in Chayisha? Vas Simchas Yom Tov mitzvah hi. Simchas Yom Tov is a legitimate mitzvah. And so Gemara Rabbi, meaning so going to eat their meal is a mitzvah, it's not Chayisha. And so Gemara Rabbi Lazar l'tamei. It is Rabbi Lazar l'shitaso. Damar Simchas Yom Tov reshus. Rabbi Lazar does not believe Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah. He thinks it is a reshus. It's an optional activity. The Tanya Rabbi Lazar Omer, because Rabbi Lazar says as follows: Ein lo la'adam b'yom tov ela, o ochel v'shose, o yoshe v'shona. Rabbi Lazar holds that it's not that we split the day of Yom Tov, part eating and drinking, and part learning and davening. He thinks we have a choice. You can either make it a day of physical celebration or a day of spiritual celebration. So it's your option. You have the option not to eat. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chalkehu. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says, no, we divide it. Chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem. Half to Hashem and half for yourself. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ushnei Mikra Echadarshu. They both darshan from the same pasuk because there's a stir on the pasukim. Kasuv Echad Omer. One pasuk says Atzeres LaShem Elokecha, that it's supposed to be a Yom Tov for Hashem. Kasuv Echad Omer Atzeres Tia Lachem. The other pasuk says it's supposed to be Lachem for you. Haketzad. How do we reconcile that contradiction? So Blazer Savar. Oh Kula LaShem. Oh Kula Lachem. The Torah is providing us with options. You can choose one way or the other, either entirely for Hashem or entirely for yourself. Rabbi Shua Savar, Rabbi Shua says, no, Chalkehu, it's telling you to divide it. Chetzi l'Hashem, v'chetzi l'chem, half to Hashem and half to l'chem. So that is Rabbi Lazar being makpid on those who left the Beis Medrash and saying that they're running after Chaye Sha'a because they didn't have to. May le'ein nachol no, what did he mean when he said, go and send manos le'ein nachol no? To those, he could have just said, go send manos to those who don't have. What does it mean? Ein nachomlo. So says the Gemara, Amarav chista l'mi shalo hiniach eruvi tafshilin. It's for those who did not set aside an eruv tafshilin, and therefore they don't have the ability to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Ikeda amri, mi shalo hayelo laniach eruvi tafshilin. Someone who didn't have the possibility of making an eruv tafshilin because they were so busy on eruv Yom Tov. Like, for example, they lost an Aveda and they were busy looking for it all day. But if someone just forgot, you know, someone should have made an Erev Tavshilin and there was no real reason why they didn't, then they're negligent. Then there's no mitzvah to send them food. Says Gemara, Maiki Chedves Hashem Hima Uzchem. What does he mean by that line? So the Gemara answers, Amri Abiyachim Shemel Blazer, Rabbi Shimon, Amlam Krosh Baruch Li Yisrael Bonai. Hashem says to the Jewish people, my sons, Lavu Alai V'kitshu Kedush Sayom, V'aminu Bi V'ani Pareya. That you could borrow against me in order to be Mekadesh Hayom, trust me, I'll pay you back. Meaning, if you can't afford Yantif, don't worry, borrow money in order to pay for Yontif, and I'll pay you back. If a person wants his nechasim to remain with him and not to get stolen from him, yita behen ador, he should plant a certain type of tree, which is called an ador tree, and everyone's going to know that he has this tree, and because people are always going to be talking about his fields, even if he goes somewhere far away, no one's going to take his field, because everyone's always going to be talking about his field, and everyone's going to know it's his, so no one's going to try to claim it as their own. Shenemar adir b'maro mashem. Inami adro kishme. Some say that, like people say, then its name, it's a lashon of doros. Kedamrian shi mai idra dekaimu the dari dari. That adra means they got that name because that tree will last for many generations. Tani namiachi. Sodei sheish ba adar inen exelus veinen echmesus. A field that has an adar tree is not going to be stolen. And it's not going to be misappropriated. And the fruits are going to be protected because it has a lot of leaves on it. So when you plant it on the borders of the field, it serves as a fence around the field to protect all of the peros in the field as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up the last line, Tani Rav Tachlifa, next time.